As of this year, Czech teachers and ministry officials should only use politically correct language. The Ministry of Education has sent out a language guide to all of the Czech Republic's schools and ministries, giving advice on how to avoid sexist language and how to speak correctly in terms of gender. Ruth Franková spoke to Pavla Paclíková, one of the authors of the guide, who says Czech is still full of politically incorrect language.
It's almost everywhere. In newspapers, magazines, TV programs, email communication, women are often invisible in a language, which is due to the use of generic masculine nouns and pronouns, and often they are portrayed in language as subordinate men.
Can you give me an example?
For instance, women and men, of course, their activities and actions and occupations are often trivialized in language, which is, for instance, girls in the office, holky v kanceláři, just a housewife can do that, to dokáže i ženská, or the generic masculine, vědci, scientists, which is gender neutral in English. In Czech, we have to use both genders.
On the other hand, there are words that only have a female or male variety, such as gender-specific job titles. Is it really necessary to introduce new terms in the language?
We can't say that we have only one, but we don't use the female form. That's, I think, the problem. We often refer with vědci, scientists, to both men and women. But of course we have vědkyně, female form. But we often do not use it. That's why people think that some job titles do not have female form.
Some women use masculine terms when referring to their profession. Why is that?
I think it's because of tradition, and women often think that it's more prestigious to call themselves, for instance, soudce instead of soudkyně, judge. I think it's the problem of thinking. I think people are a little bit more critical, some of them, but some people still do not think it's really necessary to pay attention to this issue.
What would you tell them? Why is it important to use politically correct language?
I would say that language both shapes and reflects social reality. And it's quite important to use non-discriminatory, non-sexist language. If women and men are equal, we should use the language that treats both genders equally.
Pavla Paclíková there, one of the authors of a guide on politically correct usage of language at the country's schools and ministries.